Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. My name is Joe Montone. That's Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. And my friends, as we get our show kicked off this morning, we're preparing for the solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ this weekend, and we'll be addressing those readings. And also, we celebrate Father's Day, you know, which is such an important day, honoring our Heavenly Father, who is the creator of heaven and of earth. How wonderful your name is in all the earth, from the book of Psalms, chapter 8, verses 2. What a beautiful phraseology, a beautiful statement. How wonderful your name, Father God, in all the earth. And so we dedicate our show this morning to our Heavenly Father and to our Lord Jesus Christ, really, who love us so much. And through the Holy Spirit, we just pray right now that our Heavenly Father will give us the guidance and direction that we need through our Holy Spirit in living a good life as sons and daughters of God. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's go to our first reading this morning. But before we do, let's get into our checklist. Number one, do you have a heart for God, my friends? Check. Do you have quality time set aside for God this morning? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you now free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to those questions, that we are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 14, verses 18 to 20. In those days, Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. And being a priest of God Most High, he blessed Abram with these words: Blessed be Abram by God Most High, the creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who delivered your foes into your hand. Then Abram gave him a tenth of everything. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In our first reading this morning, my brothers and sisters, we see that Abram gave a tenth of everything to God. And so our focus here is our time, our talents, and our treasure. Giving something back for God, doing something good for God, in helping God's children of all kinds, our senior citizens, our children, our grandchildren, our neighbors, our communities, and our church. And so if we look at what it is that we are giving back, let's speak objectively now. What is it that you and I are doing day in and day out, week in and week out for God? Are we giving time in service to other people? Are we engaged in any organizations that are helping God's people? Opportunities are out there like a train going by every day, and we have a decision to make. Do we want to get involved? Do we want to engage in helping others? And so many years ago, when I left corporate America, one of the opportunities God put before me was a company called Aid for Friends, and a nonprofit organization in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. And they make about 2 million meals every year and provide them to the homebound and frail elderly. And for 10 years, I was blessed with an opportunity to bring meals to homebounds. Maybe the most powerful thing you can do, other than bring the love of God to people, is to bring food to those who are hungry, those who are needy, those who have empty refrigerators. And for many years, I went to various homes. And some homes, you know, I went to for a month. Others I went to for 13 months. And one gentleman I went to for over 6 years every Friday and was privileged to bring him meals, 7 to 10 meals every Friday. And those meals were made by volunteers from St. Ignatius Parish in Yardley, but volunteers from parishes throughout multiple counties for Aid for Friends to help feed the hungry, people who were homebound, unable to shop for themselves, the elderly who are now frail and basically in a position where they needed support. And so for 6 years, I brought meals to a gentleman. His name was Chad, and he lived in Bristol, Pennsylvania. And when I went over to Chad's home, I got a chance to meet him almost the same day that he had braces put on his legs, because Chad was a drug addict and alcoholic who was reformed, now clean and sober after 13 years of drug addiction. And he was about 25 years old. And so when I met Chad, he had just had his braces because he was stricken with multiple sclerosis. And this occurred about 6 months after he got clean and sober. And so Chad was stricken with MS. And over the years that I knew him, the 6 years, his situation went from bad to worse. And he lost the use of his legs and had to go to a wheelchair. He went from the braces and a walker to a wheelchair. And during that time, I helped to motivate him and get him prepared to do something good for other people. Even while he was in the wheelchair, he was a sponsor to people in AA and did a lot of great work. He ran a hotline, you know, for people who were suicidal and could call, and he would give them motivational talks. And basically, you know, even in his position, physically, you know, devastating, he was able to do some good work. But Chad went from the wheelchair to the bed because he lost the use of his partial use of his arms. And it was very, very sad to see him in that situation. And eventually he went over to City Line Avenue to one of the facilities there who housed cerebral palsy and MS victims. And that was many years ago, I'll just tell you that. But Aid for Friends was a great organization, and is a great organization, has done a lot of great work for people and bringing food to the hungry. So if you're out there and want to get involved with organizations, there are many out there that you can take part in. Also within the church itself, there are things you can do to help the church, you know, many ministries. You can be a cantor, you can be an extraordinary minister, you can be a host, a lector, you can be, a maintenance person to help with fixing things in the church, many things you can do. But also, you know, Abram gave a tenth of everything. So financially, if you are blessed, my friends, are you and I giving back to the church? I mean, giving back to other people, as God calls us to do. Whatever you do for the least of your brothers, you've done it for me, God says. And we want to acknowledge that. So our time, our talents, and our treasures, we want to give back. We want to have a heart to give back. So if your heart is open wide for God, you know, we want to extend that now to other people, to God's children. And it's important. Let's go to our second reading, my friends, a reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26 from St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our second reading, my friends, from the mouth of St. Paul, we see an acknowledgement of the beginning of the Mass, the Holy Mass. And the Mass that we have today goes back to this moment in time. And the Lord meant for this to happen, to set a precedent, to lead by example, to help us to create the ritual that we have today, which is so important for all of us, because we are blessed with Holy Communion, the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist within the Mass. We are blessed with the Word of God proclaimed, the gospel of Jesus Christ proclaimed with passion, zeal, and enthusiasm to touch the hearts and minds of all who are listening, God's children. So we have responsibility, my friends, you and I, to go to Mass and to engage in the sacrament of communion, which we made many years ago. And are we going to church? Are we getting there on time? Are we focused on the Word of God when it's proclaimed? Are we reverencing the body and blood of Jesus Christ while we are there? Are we focused, my friends, on the true Mass itself and the meaning of it as it goes back to what was said by our Lord himself? Do this in remembrance of me. The words of the priest, because they were the words of Jesus Christ himself coming from the gospel. And today we acknowledge, through the words of St. Paul, the great persecutor of the church, who was converted and wrote 13 books of the Bible, given the blessing of responsibility to proclaim the Word of God into the hearts and minds of other people, St. Paul gets the job done. And we too have to follow suit, to go to Mass and to understand the Word, to share the Word, and to share it in a loving and passionate way, to lift people up, to lift up those hearts who are tired, burnt out, sad, disgusted, those who are infirm, those who need more, who are spiritually void. The Word of God can do it all, because Jesus Christ is the Word of God. So we are bringing the Lord to all the people when we do that, and that's what we do here at Holy Spirit Radio since March 19, 1999. We proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's our mission, and I'm proud to be part of that. And as we go back to this moment in time, you know, where we see again the Lord say, you know, do this in remembrance of me. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, until he comes again. So how often do you and I go to Mass? Do we miss Mass? You know, most Catholics in the world don't go to church. Oh yes, we go to church for weddings, funerals, holidays, but are we going on a regular basis to develop that personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Or are we neglecting our calling? Keep holy the Sabbath day, one of the great commandments God asks us to uphold. Are we neglecting it? Are we abusing the privilege of being a son or daughter of God? Are we putting things before the Mass on Sundays? Sports, hobbies, baseball, golf, outings, and neglecting the church, neglecting God's house. Think about it objectively, my friends. Let's take stock of ourselves, because we're only human, but can we do better? Can we raise the standards in attendance and get people back to the church? Can we raise the standards, rise to the occasion for God? Can we do it? Can we get there on time? Can we help our kids to understand the meaning of the Mass and to get their habit patterns set before they engage in university studies and careers, and then walk away from the church to be with friends and girlfriends and boyfriends and looking for money, power, prestige, and other things? Can we establish that habit pattern, my friends? It comes from the parents at home. If you don't go to church, if you and I don't go to church, our children and grandchildren won't be taken to church, even though they have made the sacrament of communion. They will not go because we are not taking them there. So we have responsibility to plan the night before that we are going to attend the Mass. We are going to reverence our Lord Jesus Christ in Holy Communion. We are going to listen to the Word of God and to be open, to open our ears and our minds and our hearts to the Word of God, to grow in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We are called to do it, to gain greater belief in the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ, an event so powerful that world time is based on that event. So what are you and I doing, my friends, in our lives every week as the Mass comes up each and every weekend? Are we preparing properly? Are we reading the Word of God in advance? You can get those three readings and prepare to have them read to you again during the Mass by the priest. Are you opening the Word of God and engaging in God's Word to grow from it? Most recently, I went to a beautiful parish in Irving, Texas called St. Anne's Parish. And the priest did a beautiful job of serving the Mass, and the deacon was preaching that weekend. And it was just a wonderful opportunity. And God spoke to me in my heart during the Mass after communion. And I realized that God is everywhere. And although, you know, we're located up in the Northeast, God is everywhere throughout the United States, throughout the world. He's in everyone at every moment because the Holy Spirit lives within us. But God's presence was there, and He reminded me of how precious you and I are to Him, and that He is there to help us through life day in and day out. And during the final part of the Mass, during the final hymn, a woman standing next to me started to exit the pew. So I moved out of the pew, and the people behind me pointed to her glasses still sitting on the pew. And I could see that she was in a rush to leave the Mass. I could see that she had left her glasses on the pew and a piece of paper there as well. And she had already passed me. So I went and I got her. I said, "You left your glasses on the pew." This is during the final hymn. And I could see that her focus was not on, you know, glorifying God in that final hymn, but her focus was on leaving the church during the last hymn. Now, I don't know why she was leaving, but I know that she was in a rush because she left her glasses on the pew. And so I want you to consider taking your time, enjoying the Holy Mass. Be prepared to spend quality time with God when you get there, and engage with other people in singing and praising and honoring Jesus Christ and God our Father. Engaging in Holy Communion, if prepared spiritually through the sacrament of confession. Are you and I prepared for that? Or are we receiving the Lord unworthy, my friends? Not clean. Can we be cleaner in heart and mind by going to confession, by expressing our sins, expressing what we have engaged in, and getting absolution, and then going forward? God wants us to be clean, to have a clean heart, like St. Paul, who cried his eyes out through conversion of heart, who changed his life, the persecutor of the church. I love St. Paul because we all have a little bit of St. Paul in us, in that we're all sinners. But God gives a second opportunity to do it right. He gives a second opportunity to become anew through Jesus Christ. And it's up to you and I to take advantage of that opportunity or continue on the path that we are on. And each and every day we have a decision to make to move in that direction. My friends, this weekend, I challenge you to get to Mass on time, to engage in reverencing our Lord Jesus Christ in a better way, a more loving way, a more patient way, a more generous way. I give you opportunities, my friends, this morning, because here at Holy Spirit, we love you. This is your Holy Family radio station, and we are here for you. Let's go to our gospel reading now, which is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 11 to 17. And here it is. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to the disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the five loaves and two fish and looking upon to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this is one of the great miracles that our Lord had performed. The changing of five loaves and two fish into feeding 5,000. Think about it. Imagine being there and watching this miracle before your very eyes. And the apostles who were with him said, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people, you know, we don't have enough. But Jesus said the blessing over them. So you and I, my friends, are blessed because Jesus is our blessing. If we allow him into our lives, if we give him the deep respect and reverence that we are called to give. Think about it. And the Lord always provides for every one of us, spiritually, mentally, and physically. He gives us everything we need. As he did to the 5,000, first he spoke to them, lifted up their hearts, and then he fed them physically, 5,000 of them, from 5 loaves and 2 fish. And they all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, there were 12 wicker baskets filled, left over. My question to you, my friends, are you satisfied in your life, in your heart, in your mind, with your family, with your home, with your spiritual life? Are you satisfied in life, or do you want more? Because the more is our Lord Jesus Christ. Only he can satisfy us, our spiritual needs. If you've got a void, you're missing something, and you know it, I encourage you to get to the church and begin the process of praying privately and in church with other people, honoring and praising Jesus Christ, which will lift you up to a higher relationship with Jesus and our Heavenly Father, striving to be satisfied spiritually, which means having peace with God. Do you and I have peace with God today, or are we lacking something? Are we neglecting this relationship, abusing the relationship, or are we satisfied and have peace with God? I want you to think about that today and to take action, my friends, to give it all you have, to give 100% starting now to your relationship with Jesus Christ, and be a role model for your kids and grandkids and for others to do it right. As God calls us today, we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. My friends, that's our show for today. Before we go, I want to thank you for listening. And I want to say God bless you to all of our fathers out there and grandfathers who are taking care of children, taking care of families, taking care of homes, helping our community, helping our church. All of the fathers out there who have done what they have to do in providing necessities for the body. It's a beautiful thing to see our fathers step up and to be good men, because the steps of a good man is an order from the Lord. That's our show for today. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. Have a great day and God bless you. We'll see you next time here on Clear for Takeoff at Holy Spirit Radio. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.